Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. We have Beth, Melissa, and James here with you. Hope you're having a great start to your day out there. It is 9.06 on the clock. And as we do the first show of our new month, we have our monthly veterans update. We have Bill Hecking with us today. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good. Bill, thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to touch a little bit more on something in a moment, but I do really appreciate the time, Bill. Thanks for being here today.
Well, it's nice being here. I like to do this stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
what do you have for us today?
Well, a couple of things. We just recently had a picnic out there at the VFW for the American Heroes Cafe. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to mention it was catered by the Chatterbox out of Kellner there. And what excellent job, excellent food, excellent turnout. And, well, Kathy just does a great job.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know,
everything, I mean, everything she does is good.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yep.
And so I wanted to get a plug in for her. I talked to her. It was, she made sure it was okay with her. So I wanted to just say, call Kathy at the Chatterbox for your catering needs.
There you go.
She's great.
Do you have Kathy's number there, Bill?
No, not handy.
Okay, that's fine. That's okay. Encourage you to reach out to Chatterbox. Okay. They, I got good food over there for you.
Yep. Today, up there in Wausau, the Honor Flight took off at 5:30 this morning. Should be back in around 7:30, 8 o'clock tonight.
All right.
That'll be the last one for the year. And the next one will be, I think, in May.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I believe this May and June. So if you got a chance, just go up there tonight and greet them when they come home.
Yes.
That'll be the last one for the year. I did want to get I keep track of this because it affects me in many ways, so I wanted to just say that the latest estimate as of the 26th of September was that Social Security COLA was going to be somewhere between 8.7 and 9.3%.
Okay.
And that's going to affect a lot of people, plus the fact that VA disability and military retirement pay is raised by that same amount.
Good.
So October the 14th is when they're supposed to announce the COLA this year.
Okay.
Good to know.
I mean, it's great that we're getting that much, but then, of course, when you go pay $4 for a loaf of bread, that's not good either.
So. Right.
Yeah.
I wanted to say that many municipalities around here are looking for poll workers.
Right.
And they like vets to come in there because, well, I don't know, it's a little bit structured or whatever.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So
sure.
Check with your city clerk, see if they need poll workers. We have a great election coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Camp Lejeune settlements. You know, you see every time you turn on the TV, you see something about Camp Lejeune with the water and all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
None of them mention this fact. In fact, they say just the opposite, but they may affect the VA benefits. So just be careful who you sign up with and what you give them, you know.
Well, we'll definitely be keeping an eye on that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because, you know, there's a lot of guys, you got to understand that VA benefits, number one, are tax-free. Whatever settlement you get from this thing might not be, and it might lower your VA benefits.
Right.
So
wow.
Check into everything because... Okay. Yep. Anyway, flu shots. Flu shots are being given at the VA every Thursday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. right here in Wisconsin Rapids.
Right.
I think you can call in. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I believe
just
you can.
Go over
yes.
there. And then upcoming events, October the 8th. That's this coming Saturday. We have the VVA has a highway cleanup on Highway 13. We would like anybody that wants to help us. It takes about an hour, hour and a half if we get enough people. We start at Tower Road and work back towards the American Legion post, or not, 442 out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like I say, it takes about an hour and a half. So if it's raining or whatever, we don't have a rain date this year. We're going to just wait till spring because we went 2 years
makes
in the
sense.
Pandemic. So
right.
I think we can go 6 months the other way.
It makes sense.
VVA meeting next Thursday at 6 p.m. VFW meeting on the 20th at 6 p.m. The American Heroes Cafe, we got 5 left this year. Mm. October the 12th, October the 26th. November the 9th, there was one scheduled for November 23rd, but we canceled that. That's the day before Thanksgiving.
Mm.
So December 14th and December the 28th. So there's five left this year, and then we'll decide next year how we're going to.
Okay.
We might change the schedule up a little bit, but that's that's way upcoming. And I did want to mention, I thought I had it on my notes. I don't have it here. So far, since we've been in business at the American Heroes Cafe, and I see if I can remember this number right, I think it was 22,978 people that we've served through there and sugared them up with donuts, coffeed them up with coffee, and then send them home. Just like, you know, just like you do with your grandkids.
Yep.
You give them
cookies
and send them home.
That's perfect. No, that's a perfect metaphor.
That's about it for the month here.
Excellent.
Wow.
Bill, I did want to touch on something else before we let you go today. We were talking during our pregame and everything. Of course, Bill has been joining us for years, every beginning of the month with our monthly veterans updates. We're going to be taking a break from this until April, I believe.
Yeah. Okay. You know, in November, December, January, in that time frame, just about the only thing going on is the meetings, and you know, I'd just be the same thing every month. But if we have something special come up, I'll call into Pam, and then you know, we can put it out. But winter months are, you know, you kind of, we hibernate just like the Bears. Just like the Chicago Bears did yesterday.
Come on. Now, see, that was uncalled for, Bill. That was awesome. Yeah, that was good. Well played.
Don't the Chicago Bears do that the entire season?
All right. Listen, guys. All right. I can only take so much. I can only.
Like, you know, I've been a Packer fan my whole life. And if there's two games they need to win each year, it's against the monsters of the Midway.
Bill, even with all that, I still appreciate you. No, I'm joking. I'm just kidding. You know what you mean to me. You know what you mean to this station, this community. And we appreciate you so much taking the time out of your day, coming here and hanging out with us at the beginning of every month. Enjoy this break. And when we do get back to doing this again, whether it is you or whoever else we have joining us, just know that the door is always open 24/7. We will still be covering events and different things. We have a number of different listeners out there that get us information about the VFW, and we're able to share that with the audience, and usually our good stories of the day or something. We will always find time to talk about our veterans and veteran affairs.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, and like I say, if I have something special come up or some big event, I'll give Pam a call and maybe
come on
or whatever. But I just, other than that, I'm just going to kick back and watch it snow.
Well earned, sir. Yes. Very earned. You enjoy your break, okay? And we'll talk again, and we'll see you soon.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks for the time, Bill.
Thanks for coming.
Okay, thank you.
Appreciate you. Thank you for that. What we'll do right here, we'll take a very quick break. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. It's a family thing around here at WFHR. Beth, Melissa, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good day out there. Thanks again for kicking it off with us. We are going to get to Melissa's news in a little bit, of course, but right now I wanted to dive into some entertainment news. And, you know, this is, I mean, I'm kind of reaching here for entertainment news, but we just had Bill in and did our monthly veterans update. So to kick off our entertainment segment, keep in mind that the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, along with the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534, has a networking event going on this next Monday, October 10th. That is a fun one. You can find out more by going typing into your search bar on Facebook, Buckley Baldwin VFW, Post 2534. You can find out, of course, more at the WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Be sure to follow along on that. It's going to be a fun event.
Yeah.
I wanted to mention this because we did this story last week, and it made me feel uncomfortable in a way I couldn't really explain. And doing a little more of a deep dive this weekend and going over some more stuff, and I realized, okay, now it makes sense to me. So last weekend, I think it was even Friday, we did a story about Bruce Willis being the first person to sell his image, basically, to an image and light rights company kind of thing, so that they could like take him and use him in movies and TV shows and stuff like that. It turns out Bruce Willis did not sign over the rights to his likenesses. That doesn't mean that deepfake Bruce won't show up in some future projects or something, but that's a whole different thing. Bruce's people issued a statement saying he has no partnership or agreement with Deep Cake, the company he supposedly sold his rights to. And Deep Cake said Bruce's digital likeness rights are his by default and can't be sold. But they did create Bruce's digital twin for an ad campaign in Russia last year, and any future use of his likeness would be up to him.
Okay.
This company, and I don't want to point fingers or anything like that, but this is such a great, like, unfortunately for them, this is such a great example of cross your T's, dot your I's, make sure that everything is in place and in balance. This, let's give them the benefit of the doubt and say that they didn't mean for this to leak.
Right.
Because the hope was it leaks, and well, if Bruce Willis did this, maybe I should have my agent look into this. You know, maybe I tell my agent, hey, look into this, and let's see, maybe this is something I should do, or maybe I should look into, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That was the hope. With a big name like that, you're going to bring in more, but not when you're lying.
No,
right.
Then go ahead and Google their stock prices right now, everybody.
Oh, my goodness.
It is like, I checked it at 6 this morning, and it was bad. Like, I can't imagine what it is right now. Like, this is really, again, maybe it's not their fault. Maybe somebody didn't leak this or something like that, or maybe they didn't mean for the story to get misinterpreted.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, they didn't come out of the woodwork right away to deny it.
It's true.
They did not stop this from becoming a bigger story. People reached out to them, and they did not deny any of this. They just kind of did the whole, like a little kid would do, and just pass the buck sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Any chance this company had, I don't know. It'd be interesting to see how this goes.
Well, they've lost trust.
Yes.
Yep. And nobody's going to want to invest with a company that they don't trust.
It's hard to trust them already with your image, after you pass, let alone when they do stuff like this and they give you no reason to trust them.
Right.
I got a fascinating conversation at the end of the week. We're going to have, we'll have Representative Scott Krugan with us, from Morning Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a couple of topics I want to get into with him. And one of them is this idea of trust nowadays.
Yeah.
And I watched a little bit of TV this week, and not much. But when I did, I had a moment where I've heard every one of our listeners. I've heard from so many listeners. Well, I don't even, if all you did was watch attack ads, there'd be literally nobody to vote for.
Right.
Like, every one of them is just this guy, these god-awful people, and how dare you even think about them, and why are they even nominated, and all this stuff and everything, and they just bash each other so much to the point where, for those out there that aren't doing their homework, which you should be, but let's say you're just average layman American just sitting there kind of taking this stuff in, they look at it and say, well, there's nobody good. Like, everybody's bad. Like, there's nobody to root for here. That is an interesting conversation, I think. That is something that is going to be more interesting as we go forward with all these things.
Well, and it's so easy in today's society to just pull out of context a clip and be able to use that to reinforce a fear that somebody has without it being within the context, and that would change the entire meaning of what was said.
Mm-hmm. I would love to see politics handled the way that I believe that you should always handle confidence. Let other people brag for you.
Yeah.
Let other people do that for you. If you're good at what you're doing, they're going to talk about you.
Mm-hmm.
They'll go ahead. If that other person that you're running against is so horrible, they'll hang themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to come up with attack ads and all these things and stuff. And, trusting the American public to do some homework,
the American public needs to be aware, too, that a lot of these ads are not coming from the campaigns.
Exactly.
They are coming from money that is being donated to PAC campaigns for a candidate. And it says at the end of the ad, and this, in my opinion, makes them null and void. It says not endorsed by any candidate.
Yep.
At the end of their ad, I throw out everything I heard in that ad.
Yep.
Don't even consider it.
I agree with that, and I just piggybacking off of the attack ad that does have the "I'm so and so and I approve this message." Like, that also for me is a deal breaker.
Right.
Like, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. I don't have any interest. That kind of stuff.
I much prefer seeing the politician on the ad saying, "This is what I want to accomplish. If you elect me, this is what I'm going
to
do.
What are you going to do?"
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what your opponent's going to do. I'll find that out myself. I can. I'm a grown adult. I can do my own homework. I don't need you to try to tell me, especially coming from you, kind of seems skewed. Kind of seems a little like, you might want this to go a certain way or so. Looking at some other entertainment news, and I don't care if I'm the only person in the world that cares about this. This is awesome. Every Community fan knows 6 seasons in a movie. Community, a TV show that was on NBC for quite a while, and then it went to Netflix. Well, finally, 7 years later, the movie is happening.
Oh!
There's going to be a Community movie on Peacock. The same cast from the 6th season, the final season, Joel McHale, Danny Pudi, Allison Brie, Jillian Jacobs, Jim Rash, Ken Jeong. No No word on if Donald Glover or will be back on. I guarantee you Chevy Chase won't be. I think it'd be really cool to see Donald Glover show up again. Mm-hmm. Community ran for 6 seasons from 2009 to 2015. The full series will also be hitting Peacock, but no word yet when it will be.
Right.
But for many of us that were big fans of this show, that's exciting. That's going to be kind of cool to see.
Well, and I wonder, and maybe James, you can highlight on it, is that something that his agent would let him do just for goodwill? Because think about the goodwill he would get from his fans. If Donald Glover were to just make a cameo in
Absolutely.
That movie.
For him, it's schedule. He is one of the most sought after, busiest kids in the game right now. Mm. Whether they want his music, they want his writing, they want his acting. Like he's got projects that they've been talking about for. He's supposed to do a Lando TV show on Star Wars. He's all signed up. It's supposed to happen. It's it's all written and done and everything, or not produced or not filmed yet, but it's all set and ready to go. Where he's going to play a young Lando Calrissian and everything,
very nice.
He did in the Solo movie.
Right.
They have no idea when that's going to happen because he's so booked. He's so busy. And they just had to wrap up. They're in the process of wrapping up the TV show Atlanta. One of the greatest TV shows I've ever seen in my life, for one. One of the most original shows I've ever seen, too. He kind of has to do this. He doesn't, whether he wants to cancel it or quit doing it or not. A TV show is such a huge commitment.
It is.
It's books your whole year. You're pretty much moving everything else around because those movies you couldn't do back then, like he's doing a remake of the Mr. and Mrs. Smith movie. I believe the Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be a TV show or a movie. I can't remember, but that he's working on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got to think if he's got 5 minutes to kill, he would go do it because he's really good about paying his dues giving respect to what helped him get on the map.
Right.
The Tina Fey he kind of stays in constant contact with because she was kind of the one that really looked at him as not just an actor, but hey, this kid's really smart. He's really intelligent. He's a good writer. We should bring him into the writing staff on 30 Rock, and he wins an Emmy, you know? And then all of a sudden, as an actor, he gets a chance to be on Community, and now he's a household name. He's one of the most sought-after people in the game. If he can do it, I guarantee that he would. But I don't know if he'll have that in his schedule or not.
Wow.
And one more bit of entertainment news I want to touch on before we get to Melissa's news, and that is Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater has their new season kicking off on October 7th with The Odd Couple.
Yes! Woo!
Only our America's possibly, I think, our greatest playwright.
Yes.
With arguably his greatest show.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most funny shows you will ever see in your life. And one of the cool things about this, whether you've seen the movie a billion times and you've seen the TV show a billion more times, none of that matters.
Right.
You're going to have a completely fresh take on these characters and this story. You have some of our greatest actors in this community on that stage, including two with incredible chemistry.
And
Tim and Seth. They're going to just kill these roles. They're going to be suing so good out there, you guys. And the rest of the cast is so much fun, too. You've got some regulars in there.
Mm-hmm.
You get some new people in there as well.
Yep.
This is a fun show. Beth, you have been working over at WRCT for a couple of weeks now, I believe. How are things going from your perspective?
They are going phenomenal. And to be able to sit in the back and watch what's going on the stage, is the chemistry between all of them is great, and the newbies are really just jumping right in there and adding so much, and I sit back there and I laugh out loud at some of it. And I have to tell you, some of the hardest workers on that stage aren't necessarily just the actors, but the props people that we have, Judy and Jim, who are just phenomenal, and we have a change that basically we have to completely redress the set between Act 1 and Act 2, and they are doing a bang-up job making sure that happens, and they're so much fun to work with. It is just such a joy. You're going to sense in the audience the fun that we're having backstage and on stage.
Again, WRCT's kickoff of the 2022-23 season starts with The Odd Couple, October 7th, 8th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. All shows at 7. Mm-hmm. On the 15th, going to have a 2 o'clock matinee as well.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. I want to let people know that we got some Silver Foxes stuff coming up as well. Looking forward to that. WRCT's Halloween fundraiser dance party is also coming up.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah. We'll be touching on those as we get closer to them. And just to let everybody know as well, auditions for Miracle on 34th Street coming up.
They're coming up.
The auditions will be Monday and Tuesday, October 17th and 18th over at the Centralia Center at the WRCT Theater.
2 weeks from today. And if you're interested, you can pick up a script to kind of look through in preparation if you would like to audition.
I encourage you to do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's going to be a fun show. That's the holiday show always is. You always have a good vibe with these. And you've got Susan Egrin directing, one of our community's best directors.
Yes.
That's a big cast, too, isn't it?
It is. It's one of the larger ones, yes.
So we always like to talk about encouraging people to be a part of things at community theater wherever you're listening to us. And this, we always say, you know, if you don't want to be, feel comfortable being on stage, you can work behind scenes, props, those sorts of things. This is one of those shows, though, where I will also flip this back around, that if you've wanted to be on stage, but you're a little hesitant, there's a lot of smaller parts in this one.
Yeah. And this has, just some, like, background audience, so that you wouldn't even have a line. It would just be learning how to get into costume, come on stage, react, and then come off stage. So this is a very fun one. And it's Miracle on 34th Street. Who doesn't love this story?
Yeah.
So to be able to be a part of telling that story, it's a nice, safe place to start.
I had never done a seasonal show before until It's a Wonderful Life.
Mm-hmm.
And I had no idea how much I was missing out on in the theater experience.
Yeah.
You do a holiday show, and it's during the holiday season, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So people are in the holiday spirit.
Yep.
So you get such a different crowd. You get such a different audience.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so much fun to be, especially if you haven't done a show before, if this is your first show, that's pretty cool to be able to like have your first kind of opening on theater being a holiday show where the vibe is always good with the audience. The audience is always engaging and caring, and they want to be there.
Yep.
And so these shows tend to be not only well received, but have a good crowd with them. And, and if you're going to be on stage as an actor, that's a pretty nice crowd to walk into. That's a fun thing for them to be able to do. And I have to say, as I've wrapped up my official teaching duties and everything, I've been, you know, going down memory lane a lot in my head. And one of my favorite things that would happen at Second City wasn't just that young kid that you deal with and you help them find their voice and build their path, or the other favorite student I would have, the single parent that had wanted to do this their whole lives, and now their kids are in school, so they have a little free time, and they show up, and they're funnier than everybody in the room. We had oftentimes, especially Second City in Chicago, but I hear the one in Hollywood deals with this too, where we'd have like attorneys or CEO people coming to our take workshop classes just so they would feel more comfortable in public.
Yep.
They just wanted to feel better, whether it was an attorney who had to give a speech, you know, at the end of a you know, proceedings or any of these things, just feeling more comfortable. And seeing that happen, seeing a person go from shy to comfortable in that is such a godsend. It's such a beautiful thing to be able to see.
Absolutely.
Let alone to have a little tiny part of. That can happen for you doing this stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's easily one of the things that can help you get more and more comfortable in your own skin and in the public and all that.
And this show in particular, we need lots of kids. We need little kids. We need kids. So if you want to come and expose, that probably is not the right word to say it, but help your children learn a little bit more about what theater is like, come do it with them. You know, make it a family thing. That's what we're hoping to do in our house. My boys have actually expressed interest in being a part of this show, so we're all looking at possibly doing it together.
Awesome. You guys wouldn't even be here without theater.
It is pretty, in our house, that's that is true. A true
it's
statement.
True, right?
It is a
true.
Very true statement.
But it is a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun working with kids on stage, too, because they're great. The things that they come up with and innovate are just, they sometimes just astound you.
It is true. Yeah.
You can find out more at wrctheater.org. Be sure to get your tickets. Let's give them a great crowd. Let's give them a good show. It's going to be fun. We're actually going to be talking with more of the members about this as we go along here.
Right.
We'll have them on Morning Magazine with us soon and interview some of the cast. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And season tickets are still available. So if you want to come see all four shows, come visit the website, wrctheater.com, and check it out.
Yeah, wrctheater.org.
Thank you. Thank you.
We will take a break. We're going to get to Melissa's news. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR. Hope you're having a good start to your week out there, everybody. Happy Monday. Is that an oxymoron? Happy Monday? No,
it's a happy Monday.
It is a happy Monday.
Beth, we're having fun.
Yeah, we're having a good morning here around here. It's been a lot of fun. We appreciate you guys helping with them vibes. Thank you so much. We hope your day is starting good out there. And we hope that you're wearing a new shirt. Not, it doesn't have to be brand new, just washed. Just at the very least,
a new
washed
shirt is good.
Yeah.
I got a new shirt on.
Yay!
Nice, very cool, Mel. Nice, very cool. I don't care how old you are, it still feels good putting on a brand new, like a new shirt that you've been waiting to wear. Like, that'll always feel good.
Well, I have new to-me pants on. Wasn't free?
Yeah, it was a free, but it's just a free T-shirt.
Still.
Well, it wasn't one I picked out.
Yeah.
Oh, I think sometimes it's even better.
Those are the
best. It's like that. Yeah. So when it comes to a variation in office attire, there's Vanna White at one end of the spectrum. who does
the evening gown.
Yeah, did a very nice job. And then there is men. A poll asked 1,000 male office workers how often they repeat what they wear to work. 52% say that they have about 5 different looks, and they'll often re-wear the same rotation every week. About 1 in 5 admit to wearing the same shirt at least 3 times in the same week.
Wow.
And 1 in 10 men say that they wear the same shirt 4 times a week. We're assuming, and I do mean we're assuming, that they wash these shirts in between hands, but there's no data to say that whether they do or they don't. You would think that they would. It's hard to keep your job if you are pig pen, basically. The men in the poll admitted that, on average, they only wear 41% of their available wardrobe.
Hmm.
That's probably true across the board, though. Let's be real.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I was going to, because that seems like something that would be fair for man, woman, everybody, you know? Mm-hmm. There's a couple of angles on this. For one, I mean, I don't think that a lot of guys think that deeply about this. I don't think that they necessarily, like, it's one of those things you'd almost rather, like, have the decision made for you, you know? Like, I don't know what to wear. This, you know? And
right.
And it's simple and it's basic, so it's easy to throw on. And it's professional or semi-professional, or what is the new one that they use, the newer
business
term?
Business casual.
Business casual. Thank you, ladies. Yes. That kind of thing. So I don't know how much that plays into this.
Well, it's almost like it becomes the uniform.
Yeah.
That they know what they need to wear, and that's what they wear all the time. And and I have to admit, I'm somewhat jealous that the men, because they need a button-down T-shirt and a nice pair of slacks, and they're taken care of.
Good to go.
Yep.
Women, not always that easy, especially in a society where some generations believe women should only wear skirts or dresses when they're in a professional setting, and others say it's okay to wear pants, and then, just a whole slew of complications.
And the societal pressures that are put on what women wear in particular is still distressing.
Oh, yeah.
What we're dealing with in 2022.
Yes. That women are guilty of men's reactions to what they wear.
Yeah. That's just ridiculous.
Yes.
If we wanted to wear the same outfit for an entire week, and granted, some of this has started. Let's mention LuLaRoe for a moment. So it's essentially the same outfit, just with different patterns and different colors.
Right.
So you could wear basically the same thing 5 days a week and look completely different with different patterns and colors. And men can do that, too, with, you have 5 different button-up shirts, but they're all the same style, just different colors. That's okay.
If you work and, you work in a business setting, you have that basic white shirt you're wearing all the time, but just different tie every day.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, or a different blazer or what have you.
So I wanted to look into this one because I think if we polled people who are more confident between the sexes, men or women, It's a hot potato. No, you take it. Because you're going to get a different answer from every single person you ask. And more times than not, I think you're going to get the answer that of the opposite of sex that they are. Mm-hmm. You ask me, I'm going to say women are. You ask Beth, she'll say men are. Something like that. But just looking at men on this subject matter, that I thought it would be interesting to look at, well, what is the average man's confidence? How confident are we in all this?
And right.
There is barely any confidence in most men. And especially when you add on, are we confident about the clothes we choose? And there are very few men that are confident confident around their friends. But in a business setting or on a date or with their significant other, the confidence, it goes from, I think it's 73% to under 30%. 100% wow. confidence. That's something I think that we could all build on. We can mm-hmm. all work on in society. It starts with yourself. You could have a hype team with you 24/7. That ain't going to do it.
Right.
You got to start believing this stuff yourself. You mm-hmm. have to do the heavy lifting to begin with. But as a society, we could all be better about this too.
Right.
Of just building each other up instead of tearing each other down. I know the pushback to this. We're going to make a society of weaklings. Get
no.
over that. Would you please get past that? What world are you living in that you think the younger generations are going to be a bunch of babies? Have you seen them?
Have you seen what they've just been?
Think about what the kids that are even younger than that just went through in the last 3 or 4 years.
Exactly.
You think that ain't going to make them tough? You think, quote unquote, tough? Like, get out of here with that. This idea that the younger generations or even, the younger generation than whoever you are out there listening is softer or any of these things.
Well, and I think it's the difference perception of what's considered strength in different generations, because the younger generations are more comfortable talking about mental illness and mental challenges, whereas the former generations, you didn't mention that stuff. You could experience it, but you just didn't talk about it if you're having anxiety or depression or struggling.
Right. There
All
is
those
no-
are taboo topics.
It was.
There's nothing strong or manly about burying your feelings,
right?
Like and not being a human being. Like
but
there's
that
nothing
was
like
the normal day to day life for generations.
Beth, my generation, the one mm-hmm. right after me, we're still dealing with
yeah,
this. We're
absolutely
still
we are
struggling to know how to hug each other or mm-hmm. how to say a nice thing to each other without throwing an insult in there right away or something, because we just have no idea as men how to be good men to men to each other and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Other than if our sports team does good, then we're all over each other.
Right.
Then it's all bets are off. We're hugging each other, wearing all these things
yep.
and stuff. But that's it.
Well, I keep saying, the last thing we should do before we leave the house is look in the mirror and look at ourselves and go, "You look good."
Yes.
You are awesome. Yeah.
I do it all the time. I'm not saying I believe myself most of the time, but I do it. And sure enough, I feel a little bit more confident, feel
go.
A little bit more
yep.
better. It is the only time in life where I believe in the phrase "fake it till you make it."
Yeah,
it's literally the only subject I believe that's cool with, is because you're not going to believe it right away. It takes time to build that confidence up, to rewire our brains, but it can happen.
Yeah,
it's not it isn't impossible. That's for sure. I do like the idea, too, of the Einstein thing, where you just have the same outfit every day so you don't have to really even think about it. Tell me, like, I love my individuality. I love my T-shirts, all mm-hmm. that stuff. But there's a part of that seems really, really interesting to me, really entertaining to me.
Well,
really,
didn't
like,
you see Daniel Radcliffe does that?
Yes.
Anytime
yes.
he goes out in public for the paparazzi, he wears pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, he has an outfit that he's been
hilarious.
Wearing since, because he hasn't really changed size, basically.
Right.
since he became a young adult doing the Harry Potter movies, mm-hmm. he has this one outfit he will wear in public all the time, so that if I'm a paparazzi and I take it, and because he's so mm-hmm. young looking, mm-hmm. I don't know if that's 7-10 years old or if it just happened 7 minutes ago. And for those that don't know this stuff, and if you don't, God, that's awesome. The only way that picture's worth anything is if it happened right now, today, not yesterday, not
right.
2 years ago. Like, it matters right now. And he kills that every time. Like, he destroys that chance for them to sell that. I love that.
So what if we start doing that in the business? If somebody notices we've worn the same outfit maybe twice in a row, we just say, "Oh, I'm just doing a Daniel Radcliffe."
Yeah, right.
There you go.
That's it.
Nice.
I like that. We will take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and have some more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Better move it. It's time for Mornings on WFHR. Hope you're having a good one out there, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa, mm-hmm. Beth, and James here with you. We're going to get into some good stories of the day. We've got some local good stories of the day we want to
mm-hmm.
touch on. That's going to be fun. But, of course, we have to have a That Ain't Right story in there.
Of course.
And, yeah.
It's all about balance.
Yeah,
there you go.
Right on. This isn't the kind of laundering you need to call the cops over. A 27-year-old guy in Cleveland called 911 the other day because his sister touched his laundry.
What?
Yeah. It sounds like he was doing all his laundry at once because he was on his third load and his sister was sick of waiting. So she took his clothes out and started doing her own laundry. I remember having my sister and brother did this to each other once.
Oh my goodness.
I was out of the house by that time. But yeah, I remember this being a huge fight in the house and everything.
Wow.
Both of them live with their grandmother and apparently started a big argument. So the brother called 911 and tried to get the cops involved. Police did show up, but told him that a laundry dispute wasn't a good reason for him to call them. They could have charged him with misusing 911, but they let him off with a warning. They told the two of them to work it out like adults. I would feel so, like, horribly guilty about doing something like this, about, like, wasting their time like that. Like,
I feel really bad for the grandma.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that, Melissa. Yep, you're right. You're right. That you know she's just stuck in the middle of this.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
There's no win for her.
Not okay.
Like, not cool at all. No.
So when you say, okay, go get your own place.
Right.
If you're going
to
have this issue, go get your own place.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm guessing that you're probably lucky to be living with grandma there. Yeah. So, yeah. That's not a good. That's not kosher. That's not cool. Yeah,
no.
Not a good thing to do. So I thought this was an interesting one too, guys. And we're going to get into some good stories of the day now and stuff. Last Friday, I didn't announce this, didn't want to talk about it or anything like that because I didn't want her to get, in part because she didn't want me to, but I didn't want her to get bombarded. But last Friday was my mom's last day of work.
Aww.
She is retired. She is no longer working at McMillan Library anymore.
Aww. Congratulations.
Yes. Good for her. Bad for us.
Yeah, right. Right on. Yep. I couldn't be more happy for her, more proud of her. She has no idea what to do with herself. You know, she's her big thing is she's going to be able to make her doctor's appointments now. Like, mom, that's not retirement. But it actually did make me think about this a little bit. And so much of us put our health aside. That doctor's appointment you made 3-4 months ago, if you don't forget about it, things come up and you're like, oh, you know, I'll push it back.
Right. Just kick that can down the road.
Exactly. Yeah. And we do that with almost all these things. And, you know, just encouraging people to embrace that part of your life and the, you know, building towards that, not whether it's prepping for that or being able to do it. I don't know if we're going to be able to. I'm going to be completely honest with the audience. I have no idea if our generation is going to even have a Social Security.
Exactly.
I have no idea. But I will say that when I get to see people like my parents retire, my dad doing this some years ago, and my mom, my whole life, my whole existence, these guys have worked. And not just worked, but worked their tails off at every job they had. When we first move up here, and neither my folks have a Wisconsin reference on there or any of those things, working so hard to make that happen so that they could do something, they could, you know, take care, provide. The work ethic that I learned from her and my father in particular is so noteworthy. So I just want to wish my mom a good retirement.
Yeah.
I think that's a good story. I think that what she's done for the community is also noteworthy as well. And appreciate you. And find a darn hobby, woman. Find a hobby. Find something. Like, do something.
Well, you know they're having auditions at the theater.
Nicely done. Beth, you told me, too, that you have a good story. And you were telling me a little about this.
Yeah.
It's just really cool.
I came across it on Facebook, and it's now on the news out of Anaheim, California. Fox 11, Los Angeles, did a wonderful article. And a stranger takes a 100-year-old veteran to Disneyland. So this is a TikToker, and he in the article it says that he had prearranged this with the caregiver. So the caregiver knew what was going on, even though the veteran didn't. But he walks up. This is a young man, probably early 20s, walks up to this older man in a park and goes, you know, I'm having a really bad day. Would you come to Disney with me? Would you like to come to Disneyland with me? And the veteran, just genuinely looking sorry, said, that's great. You'd really take me? My gosh, I can't believe this. This is great. They went, and they had a ball. The first time he's ridden rides in like 50 years, they got on the teacups. The TikToker gave him his own set of Mickey ears. And his response to this is, this will be a day. This is one of the best days of my life. I feel like I might be dreaming or something. I thought my life was over. I will remember this day for a long time. You don't know how much I appreciate this. You really don't know. And he was choking back tears. So it was, and the young man just felt so good. And he actually, this is the part that really got me reading the article. Garza is doing this because he was living on Skid Row for a while, and he knew he could put his energy into something positive, and he wanted to help other people. And so he does, he's very honest, he gets endorsed and he gets deals for branding and all of that, but he wanted to use it for something positive, and he gave this veteran a wonderful day at Disneyland, and they both really enjoyed it.
That's great.
That's a really good story. Thanks, Beth. Thanks for that. I also wanted to mention this, and I'm just going to touch on it. We won't go too in-depth on the article because you want you guys to do that out there. You can go to goodnewsnetwork.org to do the homework on this amazing thing that is the progress we're making on this subject. American biotech company Biogen announced the results of a Phase 3 clinical trial that showed a new Alzheimer's drug slowed the rate of cognitive decline for early-onset patients by 27%.
Wow.
Wow. That's significant.
Mm-hmm. The AA, Alzheimer's Association, called the robust study of lecanemab, which is a monoclonal antibody designed to clear clumps of protein from our brain. Mm-hmm. The most encouraging results in clinical trials treating the underlying causes of Alzheimer's to date.
Wow.
I feel like every couple of weeks we got a different, we're touching on this a little bit more and everything. And I don't know. I mean, we may have a chance that in some of our lifetimes to see this really, really like hindered.
It's coming. It's coming. They're doing a lot more research, and I can't wait to see the cure.
Really, I think we all get it. We understand. If you're over 13, you know what aches and pains to the body are. You know, we've been feeling, we deal with that for a long time. And, you know, we may not like it, but we handle it.
Right.
But the brain, it shouldn't happen.
No.
It just shouldn't happen. The ultimate that ain't right story is what happens to our brains the older we get.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be that way.
No.
We're getting closer and closer to it being a better day when it comes to that.
Yeah. We're learning more and more.
One more from the goodnewsnetwork.org I wanted to tell you about. This all began in 2018 as a single life jacket loaner booth for boaters to borrow any size preserver before going on the water. Has now turned into the world's largest life jacket loaner program.
Awesome.
And they crossed a huge milestone last month, setting up location number 1,000 at the beach in Florida. The program now operates loaner stations in all 50 states, plus Washington, D.C., America, Samoa, and Virginia Islands, all thanks to Long Island, New York captain, this Joe Frothelmer.
Wow.
They just hand out free, you know, life rafts and things.
For the day, yeah.
Yeah. And people just take them home. It's really cool.
That's awesome.
Some more good stuff for you. A woman in Ohio gave birth while standing in the back of an ambulance last Tuesday. Just because she wanted to beat my mom. She realized she wasn't making it to the hospital, and her husband called 911. Firefighters were getting her into the ambulance, but the kid wouldn't even wait for her to lie down. Mom and baby Clara are both doing great.
Good. And what a wonderful name.
Yeah, that one hits a little close to home, I'll be honest. That one. a new ALS drug that was partially funded by the Ice Bucket Challenge in 2014 just got approved by the FDA.
Wow.
Nice.
See, it wasn't in vain.
Nope. A blind skateboarder from Michigan named Daniel Mancina recently broke a world record for longest 50-50 grind on a skateboard 20 feet 5 inches.
Wow.
Wow.
That is pretty cool.
Skateboarder.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Grinding is one of the few things I I could do on a skateboard for like 5 seconds.
Yeah.
For like, I mean, 20 feet, 20
That's
feet,
amazing.
5 inches.
For those of us that don't know, what is grinding?
Where you see the person on the skateboard on a side, on like a curb. Park bench or something.
Like
where
a steel bar or something like that.
And you jump on it and you slide down it or something like that. So
the middle of the skateboard, not the wheels.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
More inspiring stories from Hurricane Ian are coming out. First, a guy went viral last week for rescuing a stray cat as Ian made landfall. Now it turns out two cops in Tampa also rescued a kitten in the storm and named it Stormy.
Aww.
Well done, guys. Nice and done. And a 26-year-old woman who lost her house wading through chest 5 flood waters just to check on a complete stranger's 84-year-old mom. Luckily, she was okay, and they both got evacuated.
Wow. Good for her.
That's a pretty cool story.
Yeah, acts of kindness.
And, of course, the Red Cross is accepting blood donations mm-hmm. right now. If you are able to, we encourage you to donate.
Mm-hmm.
It can go along.